online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1, here's Lucy Hickmott.
Police are still questioning two teenagers after a 17-year-old was stabbed to death in Gillingham. It's thought Kyle Yule was attacked in East Street after running from a car that was being damaged by a gang on Friday night. A 15-year-old and 18-year-old from the town have been arrested on suspicion of murder.
KM FM News.
Emergency services have been called to the A2 near Canterbury after a car fell 30 feet from a flyover onto a cycle path. The vehicle crashed through a barrier on the dual carriageway near Wincheap about an hour ago. The air ambulance is believed to be treating a woman at the scene.
This is KM FM.
The number of reported crimes linked to online dating has risen almost fivefold in 5 years. There were more than 600 incidents last year, including 240 violent attacks. Becky Crozier was stalked by a man she met online, and for months she was frightened to leave her house.
I'd get at least a text message a minute. He would come to the town and walk about and see if he could bump into me. And then I'd get messages from my friends saying, you do know he's in town, and I'd be even scared.
7 million people in the UK are registered on dating sites and apps. A woman's died after a crash at a Kent race circuit. The Classic Motorcycle Racing Club have posted on their site that Fran Fletcher was killed in a tragic accident at Brands Hatch on Saturday. A minute's silence was held ahead of yesterday's racing, which still went ahead. Theresa May will update MPs on Brexit this afternoon, but there's more disagreement with the European Union on how it's progressing. As the fifth round of talks gets underway in Brussels, the Prime Minister will tell Parliament the ball is in the EU's court, but a European Commission spokesman says that's not how they see it.
There has been so far no solution found on step one, which is the divorce proceedings. So the ball is entirely in the UK court for the rest to happen.
Five people have been taken to hospital after a crash involving two vans and a car on the M20. One suffered a serious leg injury after it happened on the coastbound carriageway near Ashford last night. The motorway was shut for more than 6 hours to clear the wreckage. There are calls today for some vehicles to be banned from using the Dartford tunnels in a bid to speed up journeys from Kent to Essex. The boss of a lorry firm based near the crossing says overheight and hazardous goods vehicles should be sent the other way around the M25. It's because they need a convoy to get through the tunnels, which causes delays for other motorists. Andrew Baxter is from Europa Worldwide Group.
It's a huge local issue. As a local employer, you know, we know that our employees suffer every morning to get to work and every evening to get home from work, you know, as well as vehicles getting out onto the motorway, you know, at whatever time of the day.
A Gravesend burglar who was caught by police when he drove a stolen car without any lights on has been jailed. Billy Trees has only just been released from another sentence when he stole the keys to a vehicle from a neighbour's house after climbing through a window. The 18-year-old from Thistle Road has been locked up for 2 years. 100 dangerous hoverboards have been destroyed after they were seized at the port of Dover. Border officials intercepted them last December as they didn't meet health and safety requirements and were described in paperwork as being shoes and T-shirts. And Poundland's among shops saying they'll still accept the old round pound coins after they stop being legal tender. From next week, retailers won't be able to give them as change and can refuse to accept them as payment. It's estimated 500 million of the old coins are still in circulation.
Sport.
With Dynorod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dyno.com.
Football and Gillingham had a penalty turned down and a goal disallowed as they suffered yet another defeat in League One. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Molly.
Well, the Jewels were beaten 1-0 by Portsmouth in front of the TV cameras at Priestfield yesterday. They've still only won one game in the league this season. Peter Taylor says the defeat still hurts, even though he's only caretaker manager.
If it's any kind of game, I want to win it. Simple as that. And now at the moment, I'm caretaker manager here, and I want to get a win for the club, because the club need a win. And if the day I'm looking after any kind of team and I'm happy that after we got beat, I definitely will end up being a full-time granddad.
You can hear more of that post-match chat. We tweeted it via at KMFM News. In tennis, British number 3 Carl Edmonds into the second round of the Shanghai Masters Tennis. He'll be up against fourth seed Marin Cilic tomorrow. And in ice hockey, Kent's Invicta Dynamos have suffered a defeat in the league. They were beaten 5-3 by Basingstoke Bison at the ice rink in Gillingham last night.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.